You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Sean, I need you to do something for me.
What do you got?
You have been yelling and screaming at Evan as Evan has been yelling and screaming at you. You've all made some valid points, some negative, some of them positive as well. But I need you to concede something.
Oh, no.
Just one thing. Just concede.
All right.
I'm going to give you some options, and then you have to concede it. And when Evan's here, I'm going to ask him to concede. He's currently with his young son. They are doing something. Don't know, but they're doing something. And ultimately, I'm going to ask him to do the same thing. So, is it the best closer? And obviously Edwin Diaz. Is it the Mets have the better rotation? Is it there are more guys to be scared of on the Mets? They have a great pitching lab. Just give me something that you will concede on that you believe that the Mets do better than the Yankees.
That's an easy one, Teek.
Go ahead.
I will concede that right now the Mets have the best closer.
That's a simple one.
You gave it to me as an option,
it's
dude.
It's true. All right. You are conceding that the Mets have the best closer. All right. Now, what should I ask Evan? Because he's not listening right now. But what should I ask Evan that he should concede? What is the biggest thing that you're standing on that the Yankees are currently better than the Mets?
Experience.
Hmm. So that's the one that
they
I brought
made
up.
A World Series last year. I think that was a good one, Teague.
It's also a generational experience. It
right.
is a fan expectation. The one thing that was brought up, and I think this is interesting because it pertains to all of you out there. I'm going to ask you a question here in a second, Evan, but just wait. There's something out there that pertains to all of you out there who have been talking about this. Evan brought it up.
Yes.
The Mets have self-loathing. The Met fan sometimes doesn't even believe himself or herself that the Mets are destined to win a championship. They want to believe it, but as soon as something goes wrong, they self-loathe themselves.
We do.
Whereas on the other side, the Yankees have this hubris, this excessive pride, like they're beyond it. No matter what happens, the Yankees are supposed to win a World Series, and they're going to, even when things tell you there's no chance that they are.
Not just fans, but players. Remember we did that story, was it a week or two ago, when we found out the Yankees received their American League championship rings, and it was Giancarlo Stanton that addressed
yes,
the team
yes.
and said,
don't act like this is anything.
Yep.
And I better not see you wearing it. That's exactly what Stanton
said. And that plays to it. And then we have, you know, people who represent the Mets, like Evan Roberts, who've spoken on a microphone and said, I don't believe I'll ever see many of my teams win a championship.
I stand by that,
All right,
so Evan, I need to ask you.
Yes.
Sean conceded one thing. I asked, gave all the positives that you brought out about the Mets and Edwin Diaz, the better rotation, et cetera, more guys to be scared of. He conceded Edwin Diaz is the best closer.
Oh, thanks.
So I need you to concede something about the Yankees.
Aaron Judge is the best player?
Oh, that's an easy one. So Aaron
he dropped
Judge,
the ball.
You have the best player. Evan concedes that the Yankees have the best player out of these two teams. Correct?
I absolutely concede that.
Okay, nice.
A lot of progress was made here.
But the problem...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To get to common ground. I am a judge, but I am also like a lot of judges. When you retire, you become a mediator.
That's true.
And the mediators make a lot of money keeping people out of court. I know this because I went through a divorce. So this is what matters. Let's have some common ground.
Can I add a caveat to the common ground that we agreed on?
Go ahead.
You would be insane to not agree that Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball.
Evan, what? Stop.
What? I want to add a caveat.
Yeah, he's accepted it.
Yeah, no.
He's accepted your concession.
But there's one other.
But hold on. Just stop. You're hurting yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not about to. Because you don't know where I'm taking this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I will concede Aaron Judge is the best player.
I would advise your counsel to tell him to shut up, but go ahead.
If it's the postseason and the bases are loaded and there's two outs in a big spot, who do you want at the plate?
Now you're
dropped the ball.
Now you're inflaming. Now you're inflaming the other side.
But look, in 2017, definitely Judge. He's proven it.
But The Athletic had that poll recently amongst players saying who would you not want to face as a pitcher in Game 7 of the World Series? And Aaron Judge did not finish first, second, or third. It was Juan Soto who was number one. So I ask this to Sean because he had Juan Soto. He watched Juan Soto. If your season is on the line in the World Series and there's two on and there's two out, would you rather have Aaron Judge at the plate or, dare I say, Juan Soto?
I want the guy who's not going to be looking to walk and wants to go swing.
So you'd rather have Aaron Judge at the plate?
As it stands right now, yeah.
You watched the playoffs last year, right?
This guy, how can you expect him to say anything else?
Evan?
Because he experienced Soto. Like, I didn't ask him Lindor because I think there would be a bias. Well, what's this guy done for me? Soto sent them to the World Series last year, so I'd assume he'd agree.
Did he or did Giancarlo Stanton, who won the ALCS
MVP? Well, I think
MVP.
Both of them did, but I think the lasting image of the ALCS
is Giancarlo Stanton.
No, it's Juan Soto's home run against Hunter Gaddis.
Don't make me disrespect Juan Soto because I love Juan Soto. Aaron Judge hitting behind Juan Soto led to a lot of the protection he had. Now,
When they were walking Soto intentionally to get to Judge, which happened in the postseason.
But Evan, a lot of what we've done here is project. You have had no problem projecting your faith in Clay Holmes, your faith in the pitching lab to continue to churn this out, your faith in, you know, Pete's throwing errors being kind of a fart in the wind here. You've done a lot of projecting. You know what I'm projecting? I'm projecting, based on the season he's had to date, that Aaron Judge has taken his failures in October and last year not winning a World Series personally. And I'm projecting, and don't tell me he's never done it before, Judge has had really productive postseason series, and he's just played in so many, and he's had some bad ones that's diminished the numbers. I'm projecting that he's going to have a big October. And how dare you say I can't before you do project that, if you have no problem project that Clay Holmes is going to survive the season based on what you've seen so far.
I have no idea what you just said, but
yeah, he basically said that Aaron Judge is due.
Oh.
And then last year, he took last year personally, and I think that's what you're seeing so far in this regular season.
Quick break from this argumentative day that we've had here at WFAN to say that it was two nights ago when I picked up on this. I was watching Aaron Boone in the postgame, and he started saying the phrase, the big sleep. And I was like, the big sleep? The hell is he talking about? And then yesterday on the Yankee broadcast, it was confirmed by Meredith Marakovic that the new nickname for Trent Grisham is the big sleep. And I was so disappointed because when I first heard the big sleep.
Was there some explanation behind this?
Unless I missed it. I didn't hear an explanation. I guess other than that he's smooth in the outfield, so it's like he's half asleep. But I thought the best Yankee player to have the nickname the big sleep is Cody Bellinger because he always looks high. So I always thought like, well, that makes sense. He's the big sleep because Cody Bellinger, you know, half the time looks like he's on another planet. But apparently, Trent Grisham now has a new nickname called the big sleep. Do you have an opinion on such thing as Yankee fans?
I think that's terrible.
They also stole it from us.
What do you mean?
Who's the big sleep?
It's Tommy. Anytime we text him before 10 a.m.
What?
Oh, come on. Just let me take a shot at him. Jeez. He never answers early in the morning.
Yeah, so he sleeps late.
It's the big sleep.
Have you ever called him the big sleep?
I was about to start there.
Do you like this for Trent Grisham? Big sleep?
I think it's a terrible nickname because I think anything that makes it feel like it could be thrown back in your face when you're asleep at the plate or don't get a big hit. I don't like anything that's kind of making fun of something that can be easily attached to a negative. And sleeping as an athlete can be attached to a negative on the field.
Yeah, I don't get that one. Now, the other thing
Now I'm looking, I'm just rabbit holing this, and it's the things that are coming up. Some of them are on TikTok, most of them are on YouTube. Understanding Trent Grisham's sleepy behavior in baseball. Why we want to find out why Trent Grisham is always sleepy. Why is Trent Grisham so sleepy?
Does he ever, Bellinger to me feels sleepier than Grisham.
We might not be speaking the right language for the millennial.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sleepy is smooth.
So sleepiest means smooth.
Yeah, he's just smooth. Everything's just a nice, relax. He glides, catches the ball. Nothing is stressed.
Ugh. You're confirmed that's what sleepy means.
No, I'm assuming.
Well, that was my assumption. That was my guess, too, that they're
calling
him that. I'm
going to Google, sleepy mean with the kids?
Yes.
Is that what we're thinking, that it's a different term?
It has to be. Because it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's why I thought when I first heard the big sleep out of Aaron Boone's mouth 2 days ago, I really thought he meant Cody Bellinger.
And if it really does mean smooth, why don't you say he's the big smooth?
Big smooth sounds better.
It sounds much better.
It's an awesome nickname.
It's unambiguous. It makes perfect sense.
Now, the other thing you need to explain to me is I've been very hectic over the last few segments because my young man needed to go to the bathroom, and I had to be with him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.